Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is one of the greats, folks. He's one of the greats, whether he's on my show or not, but he certainly is when he's here. He's one of the original founding members of our Brain Trust. We're actually celebrating his 15th anniversary on this show right now. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the purveyor of TimBerry.com, the author of so many books on business planning that he's probably going to have like a shrine for all of them. And he's our good friend Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, that's a nice introduction. What I'm proud of is 15 years. This is 15 years.
Yeah.
We've been doing that.
How about
good
that?
For you. Good for you. That's showing up. You know, the key success, some say, what is it?
80%.
90% is just showing up.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I do. I just show up. Hey, Tim, thanks for being here. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for 15 great years. I have a friend, one of my Brain Trust members, Rick Maurer, has a book titled, it's one of my favorite, it's a good book, but the title is my favorite title. The title is, Why Don't You Want What I Want?
Oh, good for him, yeah.
And I love that title, and that's my constant lament in my life with my children, my grandchildren, my wife, my employees, the people around me. I keep asking them, why don't you just listen to me? Why don't you want what I want? Can't you see that I know that I'm so much smarter and just do what I say? What do you think, Tim?
It sounds eerily familiar to me, Jim. I had what we were talking before the show, you and I, but recent blog post, too, that goes back to a conversation I had where my older brother said, Tim, you know, there you go again. You think with one size life fits all thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what he meant was, things have worked out well for me. I want the people who follow me, the next generation, to do it my way. It's natural instinct, but it's really dangerous.
Yeah. It's hard, too.
Well,
they seem to resist, don't they?
Well, and like you say, it's so much good intentions that, gosh, the way to do this is that way.
Right.
And good intent, you know, who was it, Samuel Johnson? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's right.
Still, it's so hard for anybody to jump out of our own skin and recognize that really so often there are no best practices. Mm-hmm. Everything is case by case. And you start building these rules that we do, and particularly as we give the advice that we do, it's really dangerous because advice isn't one size fits all,
mm-hmm.
and context and case by case is everything.
But
so
I do think that as senior, as someone who's older, someone who's been around, as potentially being a mentor, I do think we have an obligation and an opportunity to help people without pigeonholing them, you know, without making them put their square peg in our round hole, so to speak, trying to drive that in there. I do think we have an opportunity and a responsibility. I'll give you an example. My daughter, you know, went from wanting to be a veterinarian to a physical therapist to whatever, you know, over the high school years and in college. And so after a little while, I said, honey, I don't know what you should be, but I do think you're doing the right thing by focusing on medicine. I said, I think if you stay in medicine, some kind of medical field, you'll be able, even if you work part-time when you have children, you'll get a full-time wage even for part-time employment. And so that was all I ever said to her. Well, she wound up being a nurse. Now she's a super nurse. She has a cape and everything. But yeah. but my point is all I ever did was say that one thing to her.
Well,
see what I mean? So that's where I think we have an opportunity and a responsibility to just make comments, to make gestures, to sort of head them in, not in a, in on a vector, but in a quadrant. What do you think?
I think that for you also, in that story, it's a luxury to give advice to somebody who you can trust will digest it, analyze it, mm-hmm. take what works from it, apply it, put it in a different context. I see three kinds of advice situations. On one extreme, there's, I'm not going to listen to your advice, don't give it to me. On the other extreme, tell me what to do, tell me what to
right,
do.
Right.
And somewhere in the middle is the ideal advice recipient
right.
who wants different points of view, asks, listens, and then thinks about
it. And then does the right thing. Hold on to that thought, Tim. We're going to take a quick break. We got more wisdom coming at you from our good friend Tim Berry after these messages. 20 till, here's Chicago to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.